Welcome to It's Your Ego, Stupid, a show lovingly intended for millions of spiritual, intelligent, and imperfect people like you who may at times be led into ego stupidity, a lesser version of yourself, and a lesser version of life. This show will give you a much deeper understanding of what ego is, what it's doing to your life, how it can weaken your human and spiritual wellness, and how you can heal in each of these areas if needed. It's Your Ego, Stupid, will heighten your awareness of the intense link between your ego and spirit, your humanity and divinity, and the synergy that can lead to the best version of you and your life. Your host is Dr. Nick Martin, a licensed psychologist who has worked in the clinical, university, school, and private practice settings over the past 40 years, while serving as a therapist, diagnostician, educator, and consultant. Welcome again to It's Your Ego, Stupid, and now your host, Dr. Nick Martin.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Nick Martin, and thank you for listening to It's Your Ego, Stupid on Om Times Radio. I hope you've had a great week as you go about meeting the many important challenges that we all face, which during today's show will have us looking at how lower ego vulnerability impacts achieving with one's potential, recognizing the service in what they are doing, and ultimately coming to know their life's purpose. We'll be looking at how lower ego vulnerability affects a person's capacity to recognize and work with their abilities, their ability to recognize the service they are offering to themselves, others, and God, and their ability to experience a sense of meaning and purpose within their lives. People with lower ego vulnerability often have difficulty being fully motivated when it comes to working with their talents and abilities. They often give less than their best effort when working to achieve. They have a difficult time getting through the work phase of learning or achieving before mastery or fun or play starts to happen. For them, it has to be fun, or they think it's not worth doing or working at. They can often make lousy teammates if a group goal is involved, because if hard work is required, they can't be counted on to consistently provide it. They are also difficult to teach or coach because they have difficulty supplying some of the inner motivation to take advantage of their talent and ability. People with lower ego vulnerability are strong candidates to underachieve, despite possessing a great amount of talent, because the important ingredient required to achieve and be successful is lacking, that being motivation. But before we go more deeply into that focus, I want to mention that It's Your Ego, Stupid is a program for spiritual, intelligent, and imperfect people, just like you and me, who may at times be led by their ego into something I call ego stupidity, a lesser version of themselves, and a lesser version of life. Ego stupidity rooted in ego energy, affecting relationships with their family, friends, and coworkers that could stand some improvement, maybe a lot of improvement. Ego stupidity rooted in ego energy, impacting their efforts to achieve, to use their potential, to recognize the service in what they are doing, and experiencing a sense of meaning connected to their life's work. Ego stupidity affecting their ability to deal effectively with all of the changes, adversity, stressors, and conflicts taking place in their life. Ego stupidity making it difficult to grow their mind with truth, while keeping them stuck in faulty beliefs, values, attitudes, and prejudices, with many acquired nowadays from unfiltered social media, fake news on the internet, and opinion news on TV, masquerading as truth and often suggesting that truth doesn't matter anymore. Ego stupidity making it difficult to feel genuine, lasting happiness, while often leading them into unnecessary anxiety, anger, guilt, sadness, or fake happiness being substituted for the real thing. And finally, ego stupidity impacting their spiritual wellness and ability to be the love, life, and energy God is in their daily thoughts, words, and deeds. As you can see, there are lots of important places that ego stupidity can make its appearance in our lives, the source of which is the nature of our ego energy. If things aren't going as well as you'd like in any of these areas, you've come to the right place, because a lot of what's going wrong has nothing to do with our intelligence, the absence of spirituality, or mental instability, and has a lot more to do with our ego energy, serving as the fuel for ego stupidity. It is your lives, relationships, and experiences that have taught me all of that over the past 40 years, and what I'm sharing with you in my website, books, and shows about ego energy and ego stupidity, and how we can heal it with ego medicine when and where needed. Again, I want to thank you for tuning in to It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio. During our show today, we'll be looking at the impact that lower ego vulnerability has on the way a person views their abilities, works to achieve with them, recognizes the service and what they are doing for themselves, others, and God, and their ability to experience meaning and purpose to their life. As I said earlier, the motivation to achieve and succeed is often poor or lacking for those with lower ego vulnerability. This includes the lack of emotion in healthy amounts, such as fear, anger, guilt, and love, that can draw attention to what they are doing or not doing with their talents and abilities. It doesn't bother them that they are failing or underachieving with their talents and abilities, because they often don't know this is happening, which is something emotion can help us to see. It doesn't bother them that they are often letting teammates down who are counting on them. They often lack the empathy needed for teammates or coworkers to help motivate themselves to see that they are affecting others. They can often see themselves in a more positive light, including their performances and contributions to the group's effort, than is accurate. Often they would rate themselves with an A and overestimate how well they are doing, when most would give them a C. This is not the person you would want to hire as an employee, because you would have to be on them a lot to keep them on track, because they don't self-motivate very well. People with lower ego vulnerability are at a distance from realizing their weaknesses, imperfections, and vulnerability, which can often be an important healthy source that we use to motivate ourselves. The core issue of not being able to healthily recognize their inherent human imperfections and weaknesses is being hidden from them by their lower ego vulnerability energy. The absence of emotions to motivate their efforts to work with their talents and to achieve is being hidden from them by their lower ego vulnerability energy. The role that emotion can play in promoting a healthy sense of service to themselves, others, and God is being hidden from them by their lower ego vulnerability energy. And all of this is conspiring to undermine their ability to experience meaning and purpose to their life. Does any of this sound familiar to you? Well, millions of people do experience these difficulties, because there are billions of people on the planet, and every one of them has an ego, just like you and me. Some of these people are living in the roles such as the hedonist, the underachiever, and the inattentive person that I talk about in my book, The Two Voices Within. I want you to take a look to see if you or a loved one is experiencing any of the symptoms, ego stupidity, and ego impact on spiritual wellness I'll be talking about today, I want you to diagnose you, because you're the only one living you, 24/7. Now we're going to take a look at some of the symptoms that indicate if a lower ego vulnerability voice is talking to and through you in your life, or perhaps somebody you know. And here is the first symptom. You are an underachiever. People with lower ego vulnerability are often underachieving in the use of their talents and their abilities within their life, something I mentioned earlier. The motivation, the emotion we often utilize to guide us and to push us forward to make greater use of what we have been given is often weak for those with lower ego vulnerability. Here are some questions that can be considered in looking at this particular symptom and how much it applies to you. Have you been told by others that you have so much more potential than you're using? This is something that's likely to be familiar for people with lower ego vulnerability. Others can see quite well the potential that they have, that they don't see that person is using. Do you have a difficult time pushing yourself beyond a certain point? That is, motivating yourself beyond a certain point. And when I think of that particular question, I'm thinking about how often people are willing to do what they want to do in order to work and succeed, but they're not willing to do what they have to do, or even do what they can do in order to move things along. Do you have difficulty being self-motivated? People with lower ego vulnerability are often lacking internal motivation to succeed, to work with their potential. The motivation from within is often very, very weak. And also, do you have difficulty being motivated by others? People with lower ego vulnerability are often difficult to teach or difficult to coach, because they just don't respond well to things that are being encouraged by others for them to try to do in order to be successful. So when you think of these questions and the comments that I mentioned, that I've just shared with you, does any of this sound familiar? We're going to go to the next symptom. You're satisfied with giving less than your best effort when trying to achieve. You're satisfied with giving less than your best effort when trying to achieve. This is something that people often experience with who are experiencing lower ego vulnerability. As I mentioned just a few seconds ago, these are the kind of people who are willing to do what they may want to do to be successful or to achieve, but are unwilling to do what they have to do, and often unwilling to do what they can do to use their abilities and their talents. So here are some more questions tied in with this particular symptom. It doesn't bother you to do or turn in substandard work. People with lower vulnerability are perfectly satisfied to do less rather than more in their efforts. Also, are you satisfied with mediocrity? Are you satisfied with mediocrity? You're capable of more, but you often give less, or you're just mediocre. When I was thinking of this particular question, I was reminded of my earlier teaching experiences. The first 3 years of my 27-year teaching career, I often assumed that students were in the class in order to get an A or a B, that they were trying to get an A or a B. And it took me about 3 years to realize not everybody was there to get an A or a B, that there were several people who were there just not to get an F. They were just there not to get an F. So a C and maybe even a D was adequate, but they weren't there to get an A or a B. They were satisfied with mediocrity. Also, Has anyone suggested to you that you may be experiencing ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder? This particular condition often comes with a lacking sense of motivation in the person. They tend to be poorly organized, poorly self-motivated, and are very much satisfied with less than their best effort. Also, have you been described often, not just a few times, but often as being lazy? That people can see this lack of effort on your part. And it's not an isolated thing. It's a fairly consistent way of approaching work or tasks. You don't find paying attention to details particularly important. So these are some questions that I've shared with you along with the symptom. Does any of this sound familiar to you? We're going to go on to another symptom before we take our first break. You have difficulty learning from your mistakes and often repeat the same ones in your efforts to achieve. Again, you have difficulty learning from your mistakes and often repeat the same ones in your efforts to achieve. People with lower ego vulnerability often are exhibiting this symptom. Again, the lack of motivation, the lack of emotion to draw their attention to the things that need to be looked at in order to avoid repeating the same mistakes. Here are some questions tied in with that symptom. Are you disinterested in finding out how or why you made the mistakes? I refer to that as error analysis. Are you interested in finding out why the mistake happened? Paying attention to the details that often are the roots of the error or mistakes that may have occurred? Or do you have a failure habit? That is, you're satisfied with failing. It doesn't matter to you in the sense that you don't prevent future failing by getting familiar with why you failed. So you kind of drift into the pattern of failing. Do you have difficulty paying attention to details? And it's the details that can often help us better know and understand the source and the roots of our difficulties, our failures, when things are, particularly when we're learning and working on achieving and succeeding. And also, do you have difficulty owning your mistakes? Owning your mistakes when things aren't, when you're not successful in whatever situation you may be in, and taking a look and realizing that it was you, it was something about what you were doing or not doing that was making the mistake happen or the failure happen. So these are the kinds of questions that often are connected to that symptom of difficulty with learning from mistakes and often repeating the same ones. Does any of this sound familiar to you? We're coming up on our first break. When we return, we'll take a look at some more symptoms. This is Dr. Nick. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Ohm Times Radio. And I'll see you after the break.
Conscious media for conscious minds. Ohm Times. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Ohm Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Ohm Times endeavor. Host your show with Ohm Times Radio Network.
Hi, Dr. Nick Martin here. I want to invite you to visit my website, egoandspirit.info, where you can find lots of information on ego and download your free ebook copy of It's Your Ego Stupid, Fix It to Fix Your Life. Also, please visit the shop page, where you can find each of my other books, Ego Therapy, Ego Spiritualism, and The Two Voices Within.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
These are the sounds of a dinner. A dinner that almost didn't happen. A dinner now served, thanks to people like you. Due to COVID-19, 17 million more Americans may face hunger. Feeding America is helping our neighbors in need. And if you're able, you can too. Donations are being accepted at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Feeding America. 200 food banks strong.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio, a show for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people, just like you and me. We're going to continue looking at symptoms of lower ego vulnerability at work when it's affecting a person's ability to achieve, their ability to recognize the service to themselves, others, and God that they can be offering with their abilities, as well as to be able to experience a sense of meaning and purpose in their life. And here is the next symptom. You mainly think of service as something you do for yourself. When service is happening, it's about serving you. People with lower ego vulnerability, due to their issues in motivation, often find that the most motivating things are those things that pay attention to what they want, what they need, what makes them feel good or stimulated. So here are some questions that give some additional consideration of the symptom. Do you have a shallow understanding of service? A shallow understanding of service. And by shallow, I mean that service is about serving me. It's about giving to me and having others give to me. The idea of giving to others or, in some respects, serving God, that's much deeper, but that's not something that people with lower ego vulnerability are about. Also, does the idea of serving others seem strange or odd? This idea of serving others. Now, again, many of you who are not living in this energy may find that to be an unusual thought or for somebody to have difficulty with. But that, again, is because you're not living in that energy. So your motivations and your emotional life is often very different than the one who is living lower ego vulnerability. Also, does the idea of service, again, only involve being served? It's something that I receive. It's something that I get from others. It's not as much about me thinking about or being motivated or emotionally driven by feelings of love or empathy or compassion to offer things to other people. So when you think about these questions and the symptom of mainly thinking of service as something that you do for yourself, does that sound familiar? I'm going to talk about one more symptom before we go on to looking at ego stupidity. You have difficulty experiencing a sense of purpose and meaning to your life, which goes beyond the next pleasure you can get from what life and people have to offer you. Again, you have difficulty experiencing a sense of purpose and meaning to your life that goes beyond the next pleasure you can get from life and what people have to offer you. For people with lower ego vulnerability, their focus often involves experiencing pleasure from things that one can experience pleasure from, physical pleasure or psychological pleasure in life. And this is often an offset to the inability to experience some of the natural, healthy, emotional experiences that people who are living in a different level of energy into the middle or balanced area of ego vulnerability. So here are some questions that kind of tie in with that symptom. Do you bounce from one activity or person to the next once the excitement or the arousal or the stimulation has worn off? Again, do you bounce from that, from one activity or person to the next one when the excitement, the arousal, or the stimulation has worn off? It's almost like the person with lower vulnerabilities often seeking the next, quote, fix to enjoy something with. Do you experience an intensive boredom in between activities or people? One of the difficulties that people with lower ego vulnerability often experience is a sense of boredom that's much more intense than the boredom that you or I may experience. And it may happen more frequently. And they try to get rid of that boredom by looking for something that's exciting or interesting or stimulating or arousing. Do you like to create drama to compensate for boredom and emptiness? People with lower vulnerability often like to use emotion on their terms, not life's terms, their terms. So they might create fear or anxiety or guilt or anger or even love in situations that work for them to make them feel stimulated. And one more question, do you use drugs, particularly stimulants, or engage in thrill-seeking to fill empty spaces? This, again, is something that people with lower ego vulnerability resort to in order to remove the boredom, the feelings of understimulation that in some respects are not fun or difficult. We all have to go through them, but they're more intense and they're more frequent. So does this sound familiar to you? All right, we're going to shift now to looking at reflections of ego stupidity and when it's happening in a lower ego vulnerability person's difficulties with achieving, recognizing the service and what they're doing, and knowing their life's purpose. Some of these can seem strange or weird or odd, but as I've mentioned earlier, that's because you're not living in that energy. But for those with lower vulnerability, it's leading them to engage in ego-rooted, non-reality-based thoughts, feelings, and behaviors that are affecting their ability to achieve, to see the service in what they are doing, and to experience a sense of meaning and purpose to their life. And it can often lead them to conclude that the abnormal things they think, feel, or do are normal when they aren't, particularly when it comes to their efforts to achieve. And like the symptoms, they become their abnormal normal. They are normalizing abnormality that they don't realize that they're caught up in. But others often can, because again, they're not looking at them through the same energy and what they're doing through that prism that the lower vulnerability person is looking through to see what's taking place. And I can't emphasize enough, these are intelligent people. They're spiritual, they're imperfect like you and me, and they're mentally stable, but they've gotten caught up in the web of an abnormal world of their own making due to their unhealthy, imbalanced, lower ego vulnerability energy. And they can remain stuck there until they heal the energy leading to the symptoms and ego stupidity. And they can do this with the use of ego medicine, which consists of knowing what ego is and isn't, something I talk a lot about, but want to draw your attention to the fact that it's our survival energy that's been woven into our being. And also learning to tune into your particular ego energy, figuring out how much ego power, vulnerability, and flexibility are going on inside of my ego energy. Something you cannot do alone, something that you need the assistance of somebody familiar with this area through my books, my website, and these programs. And finally, replacing ego-rooted, non-reality-based, truth-disconnected thoughts and beliefs that we created, not ego, with those which are connected to truth and reality, both human and divine. So the next part of our program will be focusing on the kinds of inaccurate, illogical, or irrational thoughts that people with lower vulnerability bring into their efforts to achieve, to recognize the service they and others are offering, and their ability to experience a sense of meaning and purpose within their life. And here is the first one. My work habits or efforts to achieve aren't in need of improvement. One of the non-reality-based thoughts that people within this particular energy have is that they don't need to make any changes. They don't need to improve anything. They're not motivated to improve anything about how they go about trying to work or achieve or what's going on in their efforts. And that's a non-reality-based thought or belief, because they do need to make some improvements. And this is ego stupidity that can feed into additional ego stupidity that also begins to happen. This includes, I'm using all of my potential. The lower vulnerability person may be convinced that they're using all their potential. In reality, they're not, but they don't know it, or they don't want to know it. Also, I don't need to listen to anyone when it comes to improving. There's this real difficult thing about listening to other people, being taught, being coached, something I mentioned earlier, that they are believing, they're thinking. The reality is they do need to listen to other people at times about what they need to do to improve. And also, I'm doing everything I can do to succeed or achieve. Again, a non-reality-based thought for those people with lower ego vulnerability, because they aren't doing everything they can do. So when your lower ego vulnerability is beginning to heal, you can realize that you're not doing everything that you can do in order to achieve and succeed. But until then, when you're thinking that my work, habits, or efforts to achieve are not in need of improvement, and all of the rest of what I've just shared with you, well, that's your ego making you stupid. Here is the next reflection of ego stupidity. If something isn't fun, it's not worth learning about or doing. If something isn't fun, at least at the outset, it's not worth learning about or doing. This is a thought, a non-reality-based thought that many people with lower vulnerability carry around. So something that's useful or meaningful or important should be fun at the very beginning. And this is ego stupidity that often feeds into the additional ego stupidity that also begins to happen, which includes an idea that work can never become play. Work can never become play. It has to start out as play. The reality-based thinking is, a lot of times the things that we work at, the things that we learn, are very difficult. There's a lot of drudgery, you know, involved in the earlier stages, but ultimately, for example, learning to play a piano, who wants to play scales forever or whatever is involved in the process of acquiring that skill? But unfortunately, the people with lower vulnerability never give things a chance or enough time to become fun or play. Another non-reality-based thought. If something doesn't come easily to me, I'll probably never be good at it. Again, if something doesn't come easily to me, I'll probably never be good at it. Again, a non-reality-based thought, because some things don't come easily at the outset, but eventually will be something that persons can be quite good at. And one more thought, learning has to be entertaining. Learning has to be entertaining. Now, as a teacher at the college level, I understand that we want to make things fun, enjoyable, but sometimes it's just not. It takes a lot of paying attention to detail and the more minute aspects of things in order to truly learn with depth what we're trying to learn. And that isn't always entertaining. So telling yourself that learning has to be entertaining isn't a reality-based thought. It can be, and hopefully it will become that, but not always, and not obviously in the earlier stages for challenging material. But when your lower ego vulnerability is healing, you begin to realize that activities and things that can ultimately bring pleasure, enjoyment, and meaning to your life they often start out as work. Another reflection of ego stupidity. I'm doing better than the people I'm surrounded by. People with lower vulnerability often overestimate how well they're doing, something I think I mentioned earlier today. They often overestimate their success level, their performance level. And this is often out of alignment to the reality of, no, there definitely needs to be some, you're not doing quite as well as you think you're doing. And this is ego stupidity that feeds into additional ego stupidity that also begins to happen, which includes, I don't need to improve on my work habits. You start to feel like, well, I don't need to do anything differently or anything better because I'm already doing it very well. Or you begin to think that you're more capable than others are. I'm more capable than other people are. Well, you might be in some areas, but not in all areas. And that people are less capable than I am. It's sort of the converse of what I just said, that they start to look at people as being less capable. So when your lower vulnerability is healing, you begin to realize that everyone, self included, is a combination of strengths and weaknesses, again, including yourself. But until then, when you're thinking that and all of the rest, that's your ego making you stupid. I'm going to mention one more reflection of ego stupidity before our next break. When the team or group succeeds, it's because of me. People with higher or lower vulnerability often think that when there's a group task going on, that they're somehow the reason why it's successful, which can often be a non-reality-based thought. Because their contribution may be not any more, and it might even be weaker than they know it to be. But this is often leading into other reflections of ego stupidity, including that I don't need to be taught or coached. I don't need to be taught or coached because I'm already doing quite well. Or that I can't be taught or coached, that this is something that just can't happen. Other people can't teach me or coach me. Or that when the group or team fails, it's because of them, not because of me. It's because of them. It's because of their weakness or their failings. It's sort of the keeping of distance from my own weaknesses or inability to even recognize one's weaknesses and imperfections and vulnerability, often being lived by the lower ego vulnerability person, that translates into this way of looking at their group efforts. When your lower vulnerability is healing, you begin to realize that you are a contributor to a team's or group's success or failure. But until then, when you're thinking that when the group succeeds, it's because of you and all of the rest, well, that's your ego making you stupid. We're coming up on our next break. This is Dr. Nick. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on OWN Times Radio. And I'll see you after the break.
The Real Conscious Connection. OWN Times Radio. IOM FM. OWN Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OWN Times. Co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Imagine yourself being transported to India, to the banks of the Ganga and an ashram in Rishikesh. Visualize that you are welcome to satsang with an American sannyasi who shares the wisdom of her guru. Your visualization has manifested. Join Satvi Bhagavati Saraswati for inspiration and transformation every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on OWN Times Radio.
The United States has the highest rate of incarceration in the world. At the Equal Justice Initiative, we believe mass incarceration has to end. There is this presumption of dangerousness and guilt that gets assigned to black and brown people. We have to confront our history of racial injustice and commit to a new era of truth. There's something better waiting for us, something that feels more like freedom. Truth can inspire change. Please learn more at EJI.org.
Well, Welcome back. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio, a show for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people, just like you and me. Now I'm going to take a look at some specific insights connected to the symptoms of and ego stupidity I've been talking about today. These are insights that can help you to see what's going on behind the scenes and beneath the surface when it comes to difficulty achieving with your abilities, recognizing your service, and coming to know your life's purpose. These are insights intended to help you see more of your ego blindness and what ego is actually doing when it comes to difficulties with achieving service and coming to know meaning in your life. And here is the first one. Your lower ego vulnerability voice or energy stops you from realizing how much distance you're keeping from your weaknesses and imperfections and the impact this is having on your ability to work to achieve. It's weakening your ability to see the need for growth and development using your potential. It's leading you to believe these weaknesses and imperfections don't exist. It's limiting access to healthy amounts of anxiety, anger, and guilt that can drive you to work on these areas. And it's limiting your ability to work with love, empathy, and compassion to work on these areas. So when you awaken and are more conscious of your lower ego vulnerability, you'll be able to see and realize all of this. Here is the next insight. Your lower ego vulnerability voice is preventing you from realizing the role that healthy amounts of fear, anger, and guilt, as well as love, can have on your efforts to achieve, helping you to be honest with yourself. It's preventing you from using these to motivate efforts to grow using your potential. It's creating distance from the gift of these emotions that can help you to be a better version of you. It's creating distance from the gift of these emotions to help you live a better version of life. And it's creating distance from the gift of these emotions to become more tightly connected to your divinity. When you awaken and are more conscious of your lower ego vulnerability, you'll be able to see and realize all of this. Our next insight. Your lower ego vulnerability voice is preventing you from seeing the role that love plays in experiencing a sense of service, meaning, and purpose in your life. It's distancing you from experiencing the sense of empathy and compassion for yourself and others that open the door to experiencing service, purpose, and meaning in your life. It can often lead you to use love as a tool for arousal, stimulation, and entertainment. It's leading you to use other emotions such as fear, anger, and guilt as tools for arousal, stimulation, and enjoyment in a way to alleviate the sense of boredom I talked about earlier. It's leading you to an emotional hollowness and distance from your divinity due to the contrived relationship that you have with your emotions and your emotional gifts. When you awaken and are more conscious of your lower ego vulnerability, you'll be able to see and realize all of this. The next insight. Your lower vulnerability is preventing you from realizing how much you're overestimating the quality of your work, achievement, and success. It's leading you to create distance from your weaknesses, imperfections, and vulnerability. It's leading you to create a false sense of strength built upon this distance. It's leading you to create a false sense of superiority built upon this distance. and it's leading you to hide from yourself your humanity while creating distance from your divinity. When you awaken and are more conscious of your lower ego vulnerability, you'll be able to see and realize all of this. I'm going to talk about one more insight. Your lower ego vulnerability is preventing you from realizing the impact you're having on teammates and workmates who are involved in working with you. It's leading to a lack of emotional commitment and connection with them. It's leading to their lacking a sense of emotional connection to you. And it's leading to you being a weaker teammate than you realize you are. And many times, they're carrying you, but you just don't know it. So when you awaken and are more ego-conscious of your lower ego vulnerability, you'll be able to see and realize all of this. Now we're going to go take a look at how lower ego vulnerability can impact our spiritual wellness when it comes to achieving with our potential, recognizing our service, and experiencing purpose and meaning to our life. We're looking at ego's impact on the connection to the divinity within our humanity, the God within each of our being, which is one of the divine gifts that we've all been given. The lessening of our spiritual wellness involves gaining distance from being the love, the life, and the energy God is within our thoughts, words, and deeds. When ego is getting in the way of achieving with our potential, offering service, and coming to know our life's purpose. Each of these can be undermining our spiritual wellness by distancing us from God, the God within us, our divinity. Here are some examples of ego's impact on spiritual wellness for those with lower ego vulnerability who are failing to be their divinity. And we're going to start with being the love God is. People with lower ego vulnerability have difficulty being spiritually well and coming to know their life's purpose when failing to embrace their talents and abilities and opportunities for service with unconditional, connective, unburdened, and unlimited love. Your divinity involves and welcomes love, empathy, and compassion within the use of all of your talents and abilities in order to achieve, to be of service, others, and God, and to experience meaning within your life. When your lower vulnerability is keeping you at a distance from your weaknesses and imperfections, and weakening the use of your abilities, you're not being the unconditional love God is towards your abilities. And when your lower vulnerability is distancing you from love, empathy, and compassion within the use of your abilities and service, you're not being the connective love God is towards your talents and service to yourself, others, and God. When your lower vulnerability is burdening you with the absence of love, empathy, and compassion within using your ability, offering service, and experiencing meaning, you're not being the unburdened love God is when this is happening. And when your lower vulnerability is limiting the use of your potential due to the absence of love, empathy, and compassion while using your abilities, you're not being the unlimited love God is toward the talents that you've been given. So when all of this is happening, you're gaining distance from your spirituality, are less spiritually well, and failing to be your divinity. Next, we'll take a look at ego's impact on being the life God is. People with lower vulnerability have difficulty being spiritually well when they are dishonoring and disrespecting the talents they've been given, when using them in a lifeless way, devoid of love, empathy, and compassion for oneself and others. Your divinity involves honoring and respecting all of the gifts that you and others have been given with love, empathy, and compassion, whenever and wherever they can be of service to yourself, others, and God. When your lower vulnerability is leading you to dishonor and disrespect your talents and potential, with the absence of love, empathy, and compassion in their use, you're not being the life God is toward these gifts. And when your lower vulnerability is leading to your dishonoring and disrespecting the talents and potential of others, with the absence of love, empathy, and compassion from which they can offer service and come to know meaning, you're not being the life God is toward their gifts. And when your lower vulnerability is leading you to dishonor yourself and others with thoughts reflective of the absence of love, empathy, and compassion about what talents are worthwhile, what should be achieved, and what represents service, you're not being the life God is toward what each has been given. And when your lower vulnerability is leading you to dishonor yourself and others with unneeded and faulty comparisons rooted in the absence of love, empathy, and compassion involving what each has done with one's abilities, you're not being the life God is when engaging in these comparisons. So when all of this is happening, you're gaining distance from your spirituality, are less spiritually well, and failing to be your divinity. Last, we're going to take a look at being the energy God is, and ego's impact on achieving, serving, and experiencing meaning in one's life. This involves being able to access healing and transformative energy designed into your being to naturally occur when you're connected to human and divine truth. This is a capacity that's 3 million years in the making, just as all of the other wondrous things that we have been endowed with due to the wisdom of the ages and evolution. A capacity rooted in our common source, be it known by you as God, Allah, Yahweh, Vishnu, Great Spirit, Higher Power, Source, or another I have failed to mention. People with lower vulnerability have difficulty being spiritually well and being their divinity when failing to welcome the use of their talents and abilities within the service they are to offer to themselves, others, and God. A fulfillment of human and divine truth within your purpose of serving others, yourself, and God. Your divinity involves healing and transformation in which you are willing to embrace and use your talents in what will ultimately be of service to others, yourself, and God. It involves healing and transformation in which you are taking responsibility for embracing and nourishing your talents in whatever service can be rendered. When lower ego vulnerability is keeping you at a distance from recognition and use of your talents with love, empathy, and compassion in the service of others, yourself, and God, you're not being the energy God is toward your talents. When your lower ego vulnerability is preventing you from recognizing with love, empathy, and compassion the breadth and diversity of ability that can be used by you and others to achieve, serve, and experience meaning in one's life, you're not being the energy God is toward those abilities. When your lower vulnerability is leading you to fail to recognize with love, empathy, and compassion the service that many have been offering to you with their abilities, you're not being the energy God is toward their gifts and service. And when your lower vulnerability is leading you to fail to recognize with love, empathy, and compassion the service you have been offering to others with your talents and abilities. You're not being the energy God is towards your talents and service. And so when all of this is happening, you're gaining distance from your spirituality, are less spiritually well, and failing to be your divinity. As we leave our focus on ego's impact on spiritual wellness, please know that we often make God and our connection to God and others so much harder than it has to be. This is what happens when unhealthy ego energy is getting in between us. God and life and we become so much better and so much easier when we remove that obstacle with ego medicine. As we leave our focus on lower ego vulnerability and difficulty achieving your life's purpose, give some thought to the symptoms, ego stupidity, insights, and spiritual impact I've shared with you. I hope that what I've shared with you today will serve as a dose of ego medicine. And if any of it resonates with you, please help me to share it with others. I want to thank you for listening and allowing me to be your servant. Please have a great week and do come back to my next program. In peace and love, this is Dr. Nick saying goodbye for now.